TGIF, it's Friday, October 23rd, 2020, and this is the New Day podcast from HerbDayRadio.com, AM 1620, and Spectrum TV, Channel 8. I'm Brian Vance, and I'll be bringing you news, views, events, and happenings from Highland County and beyond, along with birth announcements, death announcements, and everything in between. So put down that newspaper and pull up a cup of coffee. Things get underway right after this.
Howdy there. I'm a Sasquatch. Yeah, I know I sound normal to you, but trust me, I'm hideous looking. I live in seclusion in the forest on the eastern side of Highland County. Well, one day Bobby and Jaretta Barr spotted me as I was chasing butterflies through a thicket up behind Mama's new restaurant there in Marshall. Well, I thought, what the heck, I've been spotted anyway, so Bobby and Jaretta and I visited for a while. I was afraid it might frighten them looking all scary as I do, but Bobby quickly explained that she had been married to Larry all these years, so nothing frightens her anymore. And Jaretta said Frankenstein looks under his bed each night to make sure her old man Josh ain't under there. In fact, we got along so well, they named a sandwich after me. A pound of beef, American and Swiss cheese, bacon, grilled onions, deluxe, with a drizzle of barbecue. The Sasquatch. Get it? Mama's. Now in Marshall at the former location of the Barnyard Cafe. Leave the drama. Come to Mama's. Oh, by the way, my real name is Sammy. Last name, the Sasquatch. See Bobby, Jaretta, and me at Mama's.
Welcome to the podcast. Today is Friday, October 23rd. It is the 297th day of the year. There are 69 to go until we hit the year 2021. Taking a look at birthdays for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, Miss Ashley Watson down Lynchburg Way celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Lori Newman with a birthday on Saturday as well. Jeremy Hopkins celebrating one on Sunday. I have no anniversaries to report, no birth announcements, no card shower requests, but if you have one, send me an email. As always, the address is Brian Vance, Newday at HerbDayRadio.com. Taking a look at cancellations due to COVID-19, the only thing that I have on my desk is the Greenfield Halloween Parade. That's canceled for this year. If you have something of urgent notice, you know the email address. Send it my way. I'll be right back with a look at events, death announcements, and a final thought after this.
Let me tell you about the best kept secret in town. No, they're not a secret at all. Blossoms and Buds have been serving Hillsborough, Highland County, and all the surrounding counties since 1992. You know them. But if you haven't seen their line of country primitives, you have to drop by when you're in town. Actually, I made it a destination trip the other day just to go to Blossom and Buds. I picked up some great items to start my memory garden in the backyard. Of course, they have flowers for every occasion, and if you need some help envisioning a project you're working on, well, the experts at Blossoms and Buds can help. Blossoms and Buds at 116 North High in Hillsborough. Call them 937-393-5441. Or visit them online at blossomandbuds.com.
Hello, this is Diana Grooms, Banking Center Manager at First State Bank. Looking for a free checking account that pays you? With our Kasasa Cashback checking account, you can earn 2% cash back on monthly debit card purchases, up to $8 a month. Ask for Kasasa at any of our 13 banking center locations throughout Southern Ohio.
To earn rewards, qualifications will apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at events going on today. We have Alcoholics Anonymous at 8 o'clock this evening at the Peace Lutheran Church on Harry Sauner Road in Hillsborough. St. Mary Catholic Church hosts bingo tonight in the parish hall. The church is located at 119 East Walnut Street in Hillsborough. Doors open at 6 p.m. and bingo starts at 7. Refreshments are served by the St. Mary Youth Group. New games and prizes are being featured. Alcoholics Anonymous Candlelight Meeting tonight, open discussion at 8 p.m. at the United Methodist Church, and that finishes out Friday. Taking a look at events going on tomorrow, AmVets Post 61 is open to the public for breakfast. That's both tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 11 a.m. The post is located at 11541 North Shore Drive in Hillsborough. For more information, call 937-393-2900. Alcoholics Anonymous Open Discussion Saturday Night Live Group, Saturday night at 7 p.m. at St. Coleman's Catholic Church. The Marshall School Committee will hold a fall fish fry carryout at the Marshall School Gymnasium from 4 to 7 p.m. Saturday. Fish, chicken tenders, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pumpkin pie, apple pie, and brownies will be available for a free will donation. Walk-in or curbside service is available. Masks are required for walk-ins. All proceeds will be used for the upkeep of the Marshall School Gymnasium for curbside pickup. Call Christy at 937-402-0365 or Karen at 937-763-2421 or Sandy at 937-763-2438. The Hillsborough First Baptist Church would like to invite the community to its trick-or-treat night on Thursday, October 29th. From 6 until 8 p.m., social distancing will be observed and all candy stations will be outside the church. Look for the giant dragon on the corner of Southwest and West Walnut Street at the Hillsborough Baptist Church. The Hillsborough Civil Service Commission will meet on October 26th at 4 p.m. at 130 North High Street for the purpose of certification of civil service test scores and creation of an eligibility list. And a veterans drive-through event will be held on Friday, November 6th. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, but they would like reservations. Now, the event is held at the Highland County Senior Citizen Center. The reservations can be made by calling 937-393-4745. That gets underway at 4:30 p.m. Again, on Friday, November 6th, your reservation will provide a go-to meal for veterans and their immediate household family members, a goodie bag for the vets, and special giveaways throughout the event. Proof of service will be required. Now let's move to Sunday. Let's start out with Come Worship With Us, the Christian Assembly Church located at 6733 Inverness Court in Hillsborough. Hold services every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome to come and worship. For more information, call 937-393-5473. Join the Hillsborough First United Methodist Church for their weekly Sunday services. They're located at 133 East Walnut Street. The traditional service begins at 9 a.m. A children's church is offered at 9:20. And both children and adult Sunday school begins at 10. A country gospel service is held weekly at 11. That's at the Hillsborough VFW, located at 1000 West Main Street behind the Dairy Queen. If life has got you down and you aren't sure where to turn, if you're looking for good fellowship and worship, Pastor Zile invites you to visit the Harriet Church just off of Route 124 in the community of Harriet. Sunday school is at 9:30, followed by church at 10:30, and evening services are held at 6 p.m., and Wednesday services at 7 p.m. The Cross Life Full Gospel Church invites you to worship with them. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and worship at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. They also have Tuesday worship at 7 p.m. The church is located at 237 South High Street in Hillsborough. Call or text 937-604-9350 for more information. Daystar Christian Center offers Sunday school at 10 a.m. and worship at 10:45 every Sunday. The church's pastor is Donna Whitaker. Daystar Christian Center is located at 2326 State Route 136 in Sugar Tree Ridge. For more information, call 937-544-5216. And, of course, don't forget services at the Peace Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. That's located 231 Harry Sauner Road, right next door to Star Cinemas. They are having services at 9 o'clock in the morning and invite you to attend with them. There is a religion-based recovery meeting, open discussion, Sunday night at 8 p.m. at the Old Rose Avenue School in Washington Courthouse. And Oakman Discussion Alcoholics Anonymous Sabina Group, that is Sunday at 8 p.m. on the second floor of the Sabina Municipal Building. And that's a look at your community events for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'll be right back with a look at death announcements after this.
Hi, this is Lynn Stevens at Stevens Hardware in Greenfield. Are you getting ready for the holiday shopping season? The season this year will be shorter. Some items will be hard to find, and shipping may be a problem. So, this is your opportunity to buy local. This is your personal invitation to the Green Country Town Holiday Shopping Trail, November 7th from 9 to 4. Businesses, restaurants, coffee shops will be open, and many will be offering door price drawings. Craft and vendor shows will be offering a huge variety of items. Save the date, November 7th, and start your holiday shopping at Stevens Hardware. New merchandise is arriving daily, and we are at the western edge of Greenfield, where we're more than a hardware store. We'll be looking for you. Go Bucks!
When you have a family to protect, it's tough to find an affordable life insurance plan. That's where Encova Life agents like Kim Lavoie at K.W. Simmons Insurance Agency in Leesburg come in. They make it easy for you to have the life insurance you need at very affordable rates. Your Encova Life agent can give you all the details and help you choose the coverage that's right for you and your family. Give Kim a call today at 937-780-3311. Kim Lavoie and K.W. Simmons Insurance in Leesburg. You know us.
Taking a look at death announcements as reported to us at Herb Day Radio, the death of Shirley Louise Tablock, age 81, of Martinsville, passed away on Sunday, October 18th at the Clinton Memorial Hospital. She was born May 15th, 1939, in Decatur, the daughter of the late Lloyd and Eva Harris. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. today at the Turner & Son Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Josh Dixon and Brian Coleman will officiate. Burial will follow in the Rest Haven Memorial Gardens. Friends may call from 11 a.m. until time of service at 1 p.m. today at the funeral home. Once again, the death of Shirley Louise Tadlock, age 81, of Martinsville. Adele Zura Miller, age 99, of Lynchburg, passed away on Tuesday at the Laurels of Hillsboro. She was born May 21st, 1921, in Alexandria, Kentucky, the daughter of the late Charles and Leona Field. Graveside services will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday in the Alexandria Cemetery in Alexandria, Kentucky. The Davis Turner Funeral Home is serving the family. Once again, the death of Adele Zura Miller, age 99, of Lynchburg. The death of Carol Sue Maynard, age 76, of Hillsboro, passed away on Tuesday at home. She was born January 11, 1944, in Columbus, the daughter of Leif and Wavy Newsom. An outdoor funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. Saturday at the portico of the Emmanuel Christian Church in Greenfield, with Pastor Larry Maynard officiating. Friends may bring lawn chairs or listen from their cars. Burial will follow in the Greenfield Cemetery. No visitation will be observed. The Murray Fetro Funeral Home of Greenfield is serving the family. Once again, the death of Carol Sue Maynard, age 76, of Hillsboro. The death of Cameron J. Klein, age 24, formerly of Leesburg, passed away on Wednesday in Los Angeles, California, where he lived and worked since 2018. He was born May 9, 1996, in Dayton and lived in Leesburg before moving to California. Cameron was the son of Jennifer Stevens Morgan and Thomas Klein. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Saturday at the Brown Funeral Home in Wilmington. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until time of service at 1 p.m. at the funeral home. Interment will take place privately at the convenience of the family. Once again, the death of Cameron J. Klein, age 24, formerly of Leesburg. And those are the death announcements as received to us at Herb Day Radio, a service of the Edgington family of funeral homes, the Rhodes Edgington Funeral Home of Hillsboro, Edgington Funeral Home of Murraystown, and the Fisher Edgington Funeral Home of Wilmington. I'll be right back with a final thought after this.
This is Dan Mayo, pastor of New Vienna Community Church, with an inspirational moment. Bev's mother and my father were born a day apart, but lived very different lives. We joke a lot about our vastly different upbringings, but one thing in common, they raised us grounded in the church, and going to and being involved in a church was a priority. There was no reason, short of sickness, to miss church. We thank God for parents who raised us with a sure foundation of faith in Christ and faithfulness to a local church. Find your way to a local church and ground your family on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
This moment of inspiration is presented by the Edgington Funeral Homes of Hillsboro, Wilmington, and Murraystown. You can visit them online at www.edgingtonfuneralhomes.com.
And now for a final thought. You never really realize what you have until it's gone. Toilet paper is a good example. And that, my friends, is all the time I've got to spend with you on the podcast this week. As always, if there's something you'd like heard here, send me an email. The address is brianvancenewday@herbdayradio.com. And until then, I'll see you on the new week, on the new day.